interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you've found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hi there, friends. I just can't believe it. We're into 2025. We blinked and we're basically through with the first month because there's just so many great things to do throughout the Treasure Coast. Time flies when we're having fun, and that's just the way it is. But we appreciate you tuning in each and every week just to explore and be in the know. I'm thrilled to introduce you to our guest in the studio. And before I shine a little light on her and the mission of their organization, a shout out to our friends over at Foxy Nails, two locations. One in the Fresh Market Plaza there in Vero Beach, the second off of Seaway Drive in St. Lucie County. True nail artists, right? You want to embrace the upcoming Valentine's Day theme. They can bring it to life on your fingers, your toes. It'll last for weeks. You're going to love the price. All sorts of pampering. You can bring the kiddos. They have little kid chairs in there. Gift cards are always available. Lash extensions, waxing, and more. Foxy's does a great job. They have been with us since day one of the radio show. And we encourage you to go fall in love with the Foxy family. So I know that I'm going to want to have great nails for an upcoming event that is going to be so much fun. Who doesn't like the idea of Galentine's?
Ooh, love is in the air.
It's such a fun play on words. All right, so in the studio, Kenya Reinhardt, she's our partner engagement officer for four kids. And I love the salute that comes with it at the end. It is so legit. It is so legit. But truly, you all have a big mission. And sadly, it's something that is very much so needed.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about Four Kids.
Absolutely. And yes, we have fun. You know, this is a great season to spread the love and spread the cheer. But really, the heartbeat behind Four Kids is to help children and families that are in crisis right here in the Treasure Coast, our kids, our families, and really make an impact that's going to go on for generations and generations and really impact our community now and for future.
Yes. Yeah. Well said. Well, there has been a number of children that are being removed from their homes.
Yes. Unfortunately, that is the situation here in our community. And 4Kids is the leading foster care agency here in the Treasure Coast now for the past couple of years. And really what the heartbeat of 4Kids is really helping children in the foster care system.
Okay.
And the way that we do that is we recruit, we train, we license, and we support foster families to open up their hearts and homes to children in crisis. And like you're sharing, there's a big number. We have about 30 children a month removed from the Treasure Coast due to abuse, abandonment, or neglect.
And that's just because it got reported.
Yeah, that's because it got reported. So, you know, those aren't children that, you know, even during COVID, safer at home wasn't safer at home, right?
Correct.
So
yeah.
We don't know what's happening behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. But when children are sharing what's going on at home and our community can get behind them and be a voice for them and advocate for them, those are the calls that are coming in.
Yep.
And those 30 children represent 30 children that have nobody. So there's more children coming into foster care. There's more children, more reports coming in. But thankfully, we've been able to really put in support systems in place for relatives and non-relatives to welcome those children into their homes.
Aha.
But when there is not a relative or a neighbor or a teacher or a coach or somebody who has a connection to this child or a group of children, siblings that come into care, that's when they enter the foster care system. So those children, those 30 children that are coming into foster care each month, have no support system in their life, no positive support system. And that's when we need to come alongside our foster families and help support them so they can do well, equip them to handle children that are coming into their homes and provide a safe and loving environment for those children to come in and heal while they're in the foster care system.
And the fact of the matter is even though they might be in bad situations, there is an opportunity for them to potentially be reconnected with their families once all of the systems are in place. There's classes, there's therapies, there's all sorts of things.
Reunification is always the goal. We want them to go back home, but we want them to go back to safe and healthy families.
Yes.
And we have this paradigm at 4Kids. We are hope, Homes and Healing. And that's what I want people to remember. Hope, Homes and Healing.
I love alliteration.
Right? Don't
that's
you love
good
it?
Stuff,
I
Kenya.
Love it too, because we want to get on the prevention side.
Yep.
We launched a prevention initiative a couple years back called Care Portal. And that's really what our heart was, to reduce the amount of children coming into foster care. Many of those children we noticed were coming in because they didn't have basic needs. And that for us wasn't a reason really for children to enter the foster care system.
Yeah.
Maybe we can connect them to the community and businesses and churches that can meet tangible needs and help underserved families, kind of give them that wraparound support and community and connection to hopefully keep those children and those families together. But when that's not possible and they enter the foster care system, reunification is always the goal. Always
gotcha.
The goal. And we want them to go back. So, you know, those homes are important. That hope prevention, that those homes are very important. We want to make sure children are not waiting in group homes and shelters. Locally right now, there's about 55 children waiting for a foster home right here in our community. So they're waiting for a family to say yes. We need more foster families so that those children, they're very vulnerable when they're in the foster care system. So we need them with families having eyes on them and giving them getting them connected to the resources that they need instead of being vulnerable to a population that's out there waiting for them.
And Kenya, is it safe to say that it's a rigorous process to become a foster family?
Sure. I mean, it can be. It's not easy. You know,
the
Department of Children and Families, they're going to peek into your life.
Mm-hmm.
They want to make sure that children are not being removed from a traumatic situation and an unsafe situation and then put into another situation that might be abusive. But they have a lot of resources, a lot of support, a lot of eyes on our families. But they do a deep dive, if you will, into their lives. And they're not looking for perfect people. You know, they're just looking for people who are willing and can provide a safe and loving environment for children. You don't have to be rich. You don't have to own your own home. You can be married. You could be single. So there's a lot of misconceptions around it. But I feel that 4Kids does a really good job at walking alongside families who are interested in the foster care process, becoming foster parents. So we walk alongside them. We let them know ahead of time. We do orientations. We do a lot of conversational meetings to make sure that these families are really wanting to do that. We know it's not for everybody.
Right. And is it a rolling administrative type of opportunity, or is it set times throughout the year that there's this onboarding process for foster families?
We are now, since COVID and everything went online, we have the opportunity now. All of our training is online now.
Oh.
Yeah, we moved to Zoom. You know, we learned that, okay, we can get more people on their schedules and things like that.
True.
If they want to join online, we do, out of those three classes, it's about 21 hours that the state requires that they do a deep training, you know, extensive, short training. You know, 21 hours doesn't seem like a lot when you're about to take children into your home, but it's a pretty intense training. And that's 21 hours, but we do our last one in person. So they'll come to the office and we'll coordinate for them to do that last training so they can connect with other foster families that are getting ready to start that journey together. And they're really, you know, build relationships there over that time. So it is a little intense, but we're there. We go through their budgets and things like that. You don't have to be rich. You just have to have a balanced budget. You don't have to have a certain amount of money. So we just want people to know that sometimes we think, oh, I can't do that. But maybe you can.
Sure.
Yeah, we think, oh, I can't do that because I work. Okay, well, they go to school and there's resources put in place for them to have support, you know, while maybe you're working. So, I know, you know, it's just a great conversation to have with people.
It is good, because there's always going to be that question mark.
Yeah.
So let's address some question marks.
So we can do it year round. We have, you know, orientations. They give a great call. They go through and answer your questions and decide, is this something you want to move forward and do? And most of them, it's yes. But some of them are like, oh, maybe I want to start volunteering. Maybe I want to start giving. You know, there's other ways that maybe they think, okay, maybe now's not the time. But we were able to answer their questions and get them ready for maybe in the future they're getting ready to be able to open up their home to kids.
Well said.
Yeah.
Of course, it's not free to provide the support that the kids and the families need.
It's not.
And there's some new goals put forth for 2025.
Yes. So typically, you know, years past, we've been looking at what is it really, you know, what does it cost, if you will, to put a number on what does it cost to recruit, train, license, and support a family and support the children that are going to be coming into their homes.
Right.
And in the years past, we've come, you know, we had a number, but recently we had government funding cut. And so that number's gone up from $5,000 as a minimum to about $7,000 a year to support a family, to help them provide a safe and loving environment for children to come into their homes. And that's at a minimum, you know, but that also includes the support. We're social service, so we don't really invest a lot of the generosity into equipment and machinery. We have people, right? So we want to make sure that we have the right people qualified people, experts in their field, but also compassionate, caring, loving people. And then we also want to make sure that we have therapeutic services at 4Kids. So we have all those wraparound supports for the families to have access to at no cost to them, no cost to the child. We want to make sure that they have access to that mental yes. behavioral health services, those support opportunities, family events every year. We do a big Christmas party. We just had 500 people at our Christmas party.
Oh, wow.
Those are amazing opportunities. We do a big spring picnic. We do a big back to school bash. And those activities are very important, not just to our families, but to our kids, because our kids are like, wow, I matter.
Yes.
Wow. Our hope is that we can replace some of those negative memories that they'll have in their life when they look back on some positive ones when they're in the foster care system.
Well said.
Where our community said you matter, that they see you, they gave you fun experiences, they gave you time to connect with other kids and feel like just a kid, because
right.
they are.
Just normal
they're
and fun.
Kids in foster care. And I think, I know that we have a lot of kids that come, you know, it's 10 years later. 4Kids just celebrated 10 years in the Treasure Coast.
Well, happy anniversary.
Thank you very much. And we have some of those kids, our adoptive kids, that still come back. They come to our parties and they're like, we love 4Kids. They don't look back at their life and think like they have these negative experiences. They felt loved. They felt supported by their community. You know, it's very hard for kids. They're like almost like this invisible population that we can't just parade across, you know, a stage or really kind of exploit them. So it's our opportunity to come in and make them feel seen
yeah.
as a community. And whether that's sponsoring events or giving them, you know, underwriting parties for them and providing the support for the excellent staff that we have at 4Kids and our therapists are just amazing. Mm. That's what it's about. It's about $7,000 a year to, support a family. So we have a goal. We have an audacious goal of 25 new families this coming year.
Wow.
And so I'm ready for it. You know, we have a generous community, a philanthropic community, mm-hmm. a compassionate community. So where maybe we might have lost a little funding or maybe a lot of funding from the government, who cares? That's an opportunity
maybe
to
we can fill in those
invite
gaps.
Our community in to take care of our kids, because they are. They're so precious to us and they're important to what the future is for our community here. They are the future. So I'll make sure we're investing in them and really giving them the opportunities that they deserve and redefining their futures and hopefully making impact in our community and in their lives for future generations.
So fundraising then is going to be important. And you said a goal of 25 new families, mm-hmm. knowing that there's 55 already just waiting for someone to
yes.
love on them
yeah.
and give them the shelter that they need. So we'd be making a good dent.
We would be making a good dent in those new families. That's not supporting for the families that we already support and our adoptive families over the past 10 years. So it's good to have, like, you know, a smaller goal in mind. You
yeah.
know, it's easier to reach small goals. And, hey, let's get together, lock arms, and make a bigger impact, right?
Correct. I love those yeah. check marks.
Ooh,
when
I love
by
it.
There.
Yes.
They're so exciting. So fundraising is important,
yes.
and you happen to have a fundraiser coming up.
We do.
How convenient.
Yes. This is going to be our 7th annual Galentine's Brunch. It is, it's grown over the years. Our first Galentine's, we had about 60 women, and last year we had 180. We're expecting
woo,
200
woo.
Passionate, professional, empowered women to come to an event, right, to hear impactful stories. But also know that we can come together and make a greater impact in the lives of our kids if we lock arms. And I love the whole defend her, you know, little message.
I like
you know,
it.
We want to, I think that a lot of our girls, you know, this is a great way. We have some of our teens can come and are, you know, they come to this event and they kind of blend in. And a lot of their guests don't even realize that those are our kids. So I love the defend her angle on it a little bit. And you are loved. We just want the women that come to know they're loved, right? They're an amazing support for 4Kids. And let's get them together. Let's celebrate. You know, there's a lot of darkness and brokenness in the foster care system, but there's a lot of great impactful stories
oh, yeah.
of hope and seeing our kids just thrive because of the support of people in their life. There's a Josh Snip. He says, every child is one caring adult away from a success story. And 200 women in a room together who are passionate and love to have fun and love to just bring joy in life out here in the community.
They
what
can do that.
What a big difference
yeah.
we can make with these women coming together. And our foster moms and adoptive moms come too. They'll be sprinkled in. So it really, really gives them that, fills their cup to see women coming in and, you know, women of influence and women of profession and women of talent and compassionate, caring women in our community coming in for this event. It's more of a celebration of like what we did last year, and let's do it again this year, and let's go bigger and better and really provide more hope, homes, and healing to our kids.
I think this is powerful. And let's talk about the event itself in just a couple moments, and then we'll reconvene after a short commercial break. So it's right before Valentine's.
Perfect. This is perfect, like the day before. And I don't want to leave the guys out.
Okay.
I don't want to leave the guys out. This is a perfect opportunity, men, to purchase a ticket for your special gal, whether it's your daughter, your mother, your sister, your wife, and give them a special brunch out with like a whole room of amazing women. A fun day filled with raffles and auctions and incredible speakers and guests. And there's pop-up vendors. There's so many ways that they would have a fun time. So guys, go on. Don't think, well, this isn't for me and I'll dial it down. No, I mean, you could really get some brownie points if you buy your girl a special ticket.
She has a plan for you. Kenya's
I
got
do.
This planned,
yes.
And you're going to really love it. And it's,
send your girl.
It's pretty cost effective, too.
I mean, it's $75 a ticket, and their sponsorships are still available. We're looking for raffle and donation auction items, and that's great. You can just go right to the 4Kids Treasure Coast site. Look up our event, our Galentine's event. We can you can upload your donations and raffle items and everything right there on our event page. You can get your tickets there. Yeah, it's going to be
the number
amazing.
Four.
This is the number 4 KIDS. Yeah, Treasure Coast. Yeah, you can go right there.
And where is it going to be hosted this year?
Ooh, it is like a magical castle. It's at the Tesoro, the Crane Club at Tesoro.
Mm.
It is beautiful. In the years past that we've had it there, it has just been unbelievable. You feel like you've walked into some fairy tale when you walk in there. And we want our women to feel that way. We want our moms to feel that way. We want our young ladies to feel that way. We want our guests to feel that way. And we really think we've enhanced it this year. In the years past, we've got a little crowded on the top floor, so we reserve the second floor.
Ooh.
So at 10:30, we're going to have an early check-in, and we'll have our pop-up vendors, and we'll have our auction and raffle on that second floor. Little networking, ladies, bring some cards. I don't care. I want people to know who supports 4Kids. So bring your information. Share it when you're talking with people. I want people to know who supports 4Kids. I want them to shop there. I want them to get their services there, and I want them to support those businesses. It's a great way to mingle and get to know some ladies, see some old friends, make some new ones, whatever you want. A great time to shop in the market, and then we're going to head upstairs and pack that room with 200 women. It was just getting a little too crammed in that top floor.
To do all the
extra.
Yeah.
And so we'll have some secret vendors and pop-ups, and 4Kids merch will be there, and we'll have opportunities on, you know, buying some 4Kids merch. It's super cute. I'm not even going to give a secret on the shirt. It's so cute. So cute. I'm going to wear it all the time.
Oh, we might have to have it as like a visual on the site.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm just loving this. A shout out, of course, real quick, if we can. Union Home Mortgage, Lucy and Shannon. Talk about loving kids and loving this community. These ladies have been together for decades. They know how to ensure that you're getting the funding you need, whether you're looking to add another home to your portfolio, whether you're looking to upsize or downsize, or you just want to explore what the options would be like if you were to take on a mortgage and have it be what you need in 2025. So Union Home Mortgage, award-winning Lucy and Shannon, thank you for supporting this program. And shout out to True Color Salon and Spa. We mentioned about having those great foxy nails at the beginning for our Galentine's Day. But of course, you're going to want your hair to look its best as well, right? Whether it's a fresh cut, color, or style, new season, or just looking to experiment. At True Colors, you can get a 100% satisfaction guarantee. So maybe you don't fall in love with it once you went with bold pink hair. They can do a little tweaking thereafter. But they have a stylist for every hair, every budget, weekend and evening hours, True Color Salon. We're big fans, and we know you will be too. So there's more in store with our upcoming Galentine's event and the efforts of 4Kids here in the Treasure Coast. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest. Don't go anywhere.
Don't settle for fancy nails. Get foxy nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Big news, Treasure Coast. Your favorite mortgage team just got even better. Introducing the same trusted faces you know and love, now with Union Home Mortgage.
Hi, this is Shannon Pohl.
Hi, this is Lucy Cranker.
And these high-producing team members bring decades of experience, unwavering honesty, and hearts of gold to every home loan. And here's the best part. Same local processing, underwriting, and appraisers you rely on. Contact Union Home Mortgage.
Visit us online at shannoncpohl.com
and lucycranker.com.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Mystic Pizza is now playing. It's the journey of three working-class girls navigating love, life, and family in a small-town pizza joint. It's a story with unforgettable moments. And the music... Oh, it's a feast of 80s and 90s mega hits. Classics from Cyndi Lauper, Bryan Adams, Melissa Etheridge, and more. Mystic Pizza is now playing at Vero's beautiful Riverside Theater between now and January 26th. Get your best tickets now at the box office or riversidetheater.com.
At Sunshine Furniture, our 35,000 square foot showroom is filled with the largest selection of in-stock coastal furniture on the Treasure Coast. Dining and bedroom sets, occasional tables, sofas, sleeper sofas, love seats and chairs in all the latest styles and colors from Tommy Bahama, Lexington, Hooker, Riverside, Universal, Four Seasons, Braxton Color, and Capri. We're the outdoor furniture experts and have hundreds of styles of any patio furniture you need, including a gallery of Berlin Gardens and Bollywood. We specialize in fire pits, outdoor rugs, umbrellas, and replacement cushions. Sunshine Furniture, 1295 US 1 in the Publix Plaza, Vero Beach. Family owned and operated since 1991. Don't forget to visit our outlet store directly across the street filled with lots of name brand closeouts and sale items. Visit our website at sunshinefurniturecasual.com.
Sunshine Furniture, the best in every way. Have a sunshine day. Sunshine.
The Garden Club of Indian River County presents Garden Fest, one of the largest garden shows in Florida. Admission and parking are free, rain or shine. Garden Fest, February 1st from 9 till 5 and February 2nd from 9 till 4 at Riverside Park, Vero Beach.
Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesusa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today.
Hey there, friends. Anna Valencia Tillery, your happy hostess with the mostest, wrapping up January on a real high note as we get excited for all the white glove love that is sure to really shine throughout the month of February. White Glove is proud to be celebrating 23 years headquartered here in the Treasure Coast. I feel so fortunate that my incredible team allows us to have a voice with this weekly broadcast, as well as through the Treasure Coast Premier Women's Networking Luncheon and having an opportunity for women to come together, support other women, grow our referral and resource partners. It's so rewarding, but it's only made possible because of folks like you that listen and tag White Glove online when you see somebody asking for a mover that they can trust, or mentioning White Glove in conversation when somebody says, I'm looking to make a relocation, whether it's across the street, state, or country. We are an interstate agent with Beacons Van Lines, bring you into or out of Florida, but we're locally homegrown, and we're here to help you with the heavy lifting, whether it's one piece or many. Plus, we love to give back and support our community and a variety of not-for-profits that do great work here on the Treasure Coast. We're thrilled that Kenya Reinhart, our partner engagement officer for Four Kids of the Treasure Coast, is here. A big upcoming event. We only have about a minute and a half. Mm-hmm. It's Galentine's. It's the day before Valentine's.
Yes.
And we've got a big goal for this. And
big
so,
goal.
Ladies, we want to pull on your heartstrings, yes, and get you to buy a ticket.
Yes, buy a ticket. $75. Our event is our Galentine's brunch. It is our seventh year, and it will be at the Crane Club Tesoro from 10:30 to two, you know, when the finishing shopping stops, that's when we'll finish. And it's just going to be a great day. We have guest speaker Angel Jacobs. She's a local professional businesswoman in this community, but she has a four kids story. So we want her to share that. She's got a foster care story and it goes full circle. So I think everybody will be really excited to hear from her.
Oh, and the website real quick.
Oh, yep. www.4KIDStreasureCoast.us.org. .org. And they can go visit our event site and check out the Galentine's Fund, upload donations, raffle auction items, and get your tickets. See you there. Love is in the air.
Whoop, whoop.